Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing Podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This week's topic is little things you can do every day to help you heal. I love this topic because there's just simple little things that you can do for yourself every day that will help you on your healing journey and to overcome. A lot of those are the things, like I say at the end of the podcast or the videos, is look for the good in everything. Do something you love every day. Do some self-care, one thing of self-care every day, and then write 10 things you're grateful for. Those are simple little things you can do. So I want to add to that list. So let's go back to that. Do something you love. Every day, do something you love, whether it's sing, dance, run around the yard, paint. Do at least one of those every day. And it just takes, you know, the amount of a song when you're dancing to a song. Just do a little bit every day. Then do self-care, drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate. Do at least one of those. That's another thing that wouldn't take very long. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everything in your life, right? You can find it in everything. And then look for the good in everyone. Look for the good in everyone. When somebody's frustrating you and you're upset or you're offended by what they say, look for the good in it, or understand where they're coming from, that they've had stuff in their past that is making them act that way. And then say something to someone that stands out to you every day. Find someone that you can say something to them to lift them up and you up. And then finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Write 10 things you're grateful for every day, because the more we're grateful for, the more we're looking for great things we're grateful for, and the more we will see great things we're grateful for, it will change your life. Okay, so one of the other things that I do every day is I move my body for 20 minutes. So move your body for 20 minutes. Preferably walking outside would be good, but I do the rebounder for sure for 20 minutes. But you can do walking exercises inside. There's videos on YouTube that you can do for the just walking for 20 minutes. Even if you can't do that, do 10 minutes. Just move your body every day. Okay. And then the one that I really, it's a simple, simple thing, but I really, really make sure I do and I love is, here's my water. I have glass waters that I drink because I drink water in the morning at night. And I put my intentions into the water. Like, I am healthy. I am well. I am in the best shape of my life. Something like that. I put it into my water. If there's things that I want to manifest or have in my life, I put it in the water. And then I drink it. And also what you can do is put healing energy into the water. We all have those abilities. You don't have to be attuned to Reiki or whatever. Just put the intention that healing goes into your water. And it will help you. And then drink it. The more you start to practice these things and the more you believe in them, the more they're going to happen. And those are simple things you can do in your life every day that will help you heal, that you all have. Those are just things, working on your mindset, changing the way you think. The intentions into the water, or the healing in the water, is just an amazing thing, and it's so simple. What you have to do is have faith in yourself and God and believing that you can do it. Because we all have that in us. We have these amazing abilities. Being a human is amazing. The only problem, the only difference is we're blocked. We're blocked from understanding our true selves. We're blocked from God and source, whatever it is you believe in. We're blocked from that, from seeing and knowing and understanding it. But it's there. And that's what we're here for, is to get through this life being blocked by that, but yet getting back to it. All are amazing, powerful people, and I want you to remember that and know that you can do amazing things. And so have that faith in yourself. Have that faith that you have that ability, and put it in the water. Put the healing into the water. You can do the healing on yourself. To heal, you can. Everybody has it. Some maybe came here and that was their journey to help others learn. But everybody has these abilities. No one person is better than the other. So try doing these simple little things to help you on your healing journey. Like the things that I see at the end. Do the water. Move your body. Oh, I know a big one that's easy. Get out in the grass or the dirt barefoot. Oh, do that. That grounds you. That is the best thing you can do. Especially if you're not feeling good, just go stand outside for a little bit. If you have trouble standing, sit down in a chair with your feet on the ground. If it's cold outside, do the other things I say. But if you can at all do it, do it. Get your feet out barefoot in the grass or the dirt as much as possible. We need to come back into those ways of, being with the earth. It's so healing. I know it sounds funny. I used to be that person, but it is. It's amazing. Go touch a tree. Go sit by a tree. They are amazing healers. They take our energy and transmute it. It's a very calming thing when you can just release it. And these are simple things that you can just do every day in your life. You don't need the money. You don't need the expensive contraptions. These are simple things you can do for yourself. All right? So the grounding, walk barefoot in the grass, even sit there with your feet in the grass or the dirt. Walk around as much as possible barefoot in that if you can. And then the water, put healing energy to the water, put intentions in the water. I'm healthy, I'm well. And drink it. Drink water. Make sure you're getting enough water every day with Celtic sea salt. For Celtic salt, sea salt is some salt to get some electrolytes or electrolytes, but get enough water with the electrolytes. These are just simple things and move your body, like for the good and everything. Do something that you love every day. Do self-care every day. Write 10 things you're grateful for. Look for the good in people. Do these things. And they're simple. You all have them. You don't need anything. So I just wanted to share with you a few things that are easy for you to do that don't cost money, that you can do for yourself that's going to change your life. It's about working on your mind and knowing and having faith in yourself that you can do that. Okay? So that's what I've got for today. All the links are in the description below if you want to contact me. Also, there's a link for a free healing meditation. If you want to get that, just click on that link and sign up, and you will get a free healing meditation in your email. And then you can contact me in the description. There's all the contacts. So go do something you love. Every day, do something you love. Sing, dance, run around the yard, paint, whatever it is that you love, do it every day. Even if it's just sing for a song or dance for a song, right? Then do one thing of self-care. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate. Another thing that can just be short for you to do. Just do one thing of self-care every day. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everything and in everyone. And when you see something that stands out to you about somebody, say it to them. Lift them up and lift you up. And then finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you're going to see a difference in your life. So that's what I've got for today. I love you all, and I will see you soon. Bye.